yeah, man, this is amazing.
So they mean African people are unhappy people.
Yes.
Basically.
Because what they're saying is they think because we poor, we unhappy. Mm, that's why.
Let's go, which I do not believe, because South Africans are happy people.
Mm-hmm.
You will be surprised with number one, because it surprised me too.
Yeah, I
let's chill.
What up, Chocolate Chillers? Yes, it's your boy, Coach LJ, and I'm with my best friend, my business partner, my better half, my awesomeness, the one and only Lady Caesar. She is in. Yes, you know we're about that vibe each and every week. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got us, so we like to jump right in with Welcome to Sunday Fun Day, where we're all about learning, being informative, and having fun. So what's popping on this Sunday Fun Day, sweetheart?
So today is the last day of March.
Yes.
And tomorrow is the 1st of April, which is April Fool's Day. But this is not a joke, okay? This is also, April is also National Stress Awareness Month.
Stress Awareness Month, okay.
Yes, so we want to enter April with some happiness.
Mm.
You know, we're bringing awareness about the negative effects of stress, mm-hmm. but also how happiness can make people feel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So because of April being Stress Awareness Month, I thought, let us talk about happiest countries in Africa.
In Africa,
top
yes.
10. And then we're obviously going to touch on
the world.
The we'll see who's number one in the world and so forth. But for today, or for now, we're going to really focus on the happiest countries in Africa, top 10. All right. Mm. So you want to give predictions before I explain how they came up with this
in Africa
survey, and also who released this survey. So let's jump to, let me just do how so that you have like a picture.
Okay, yes, please.
Okay, so this survey was released, is done by Gallup World Poll Surveys, and they work with United Nations, so, you know, I guess the United Nations also double-checked the results, but they survey 1,000 respondents in each country, and what they evaluate or they check is happiness is measured using 6 categories. Look at the GDP per capita.
Yes, and let's be clear what GDP is, because maybe not everyone know what GDP is. GDP stands for Gross Domestic Product.
Okay. Social support and healthy life expectancy, among others. Of course, the Northern European countries dominate the top of the happiness rankings of the world, okay, mm-hmm. reflecting strong social support systems and high standards of living. And you want me to mention who's the top in the country, in the world, or you want to?
My prediction?
Yeah.
Top in the world or in Africa?
Just in the world for now before we jump into Africa.
Okay. Well, we know, because through our previous episode when we were talking about the education, so we know the top that the happiest, because we found out was Finland. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Finland is top. Is the top happiest person in the world.
Okay. Yes.
I forgot.
No, you're right. Finland is number one in the world.
Okay, Finland.
And do you want to guess where the United States is?
The United States.
Are they even in the top 10?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
It's a lot of arrests. I don't know. I think it's a lot of countries,
mm-hmm.
that I believe is more happier than America, but you never know. I'm for real. America is aggressive. They got ego issues. All this, man. America got drama,
so,
man.
So America's actually number 23.
I knew they was in the top 10.
They're not even in the top 10.
I knew they was.
They are number 23.
I knew it. They got a lot of issues.
And I was surprised to see UK in top 20.
Top 20.
Number 20. They're actually number 20.
Okay. Yeah, because you got the islands. I think they happy people. I think African people is happy. I think Asian is happy people.
But sadly, the top 10 of the world, no African countries are there, no islands are there. It's only Europe.
Yeah, and I think that's a lie.
I think so too.
I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot. I really do think it's a lot.
Guess what? Even Israel is in the top five. How? How is Israel in top five?
Well,
Israel is in war.
I know. But here's the thing, though.
How is Israel number five happiest? No way.
I can see that because Israel is color. They're black people. You know what I'm saying?
But they're in war right now.
I know. You got to remember. This is why I think
so
it's a lie.
So this is why you cannot trust this.
And this is why I think it's a lie. The islanders, all the islands, Barbados, Jamaica, all the islands, right. With Africa, you know how to, we are happy people. Black people is happy people. Regardless, we can take a struggle and make it into joy. We don't allow, look at slavery. We say, even though we were in trouble, even though we were in slavery, we turned slavery into a dance. Yes, we turned slavery into joy. Mm-hmm. So black people know how to turn a negative into a positive.
So we agree that the poll is...
It's a lie. It's not truthful.
These 1,000 respondents were probably white people.
Yeah.
I don't know. They probably wealthy people. You know, they're not the regular people.
When they don't have black people, no black countries and on this poll, that's a lot. In the top 10, they're going by, like you say, GDP and wealth, all that kind of stuff. Like, oh, because money make you happy. No, you see a lot of people that got money ain't happy. And you see people that are poor, is that why? Because regardless of whatever state we in, we know how to be content. We know how to be happy. So we are happy as black people. We know how to turn anything into joy.
I was surprised to see Canada is number 15. So United States is way below Canada.
Yeah, I believe Canada is better than the United
How
States.
How are they the happiest?
Better than the United States.
Okay.
Better than the United
States. Let's jump into the order of the day. Africa. So, prediction. LJ's prediction.
Yes. my prediction, right?
Africa.
Well, I'm gonna go back to all the predictions that we've been doing. Seychelles, Madagascar, South Africa is up there.
Where do you think South Africa is?
Probably number 3. Because Seychelles and Madagascar, they're going by gross GDP. So Seychelles, Madagascar, South Africa, Kenya probably up there. If they're going by GDP, they probably say Nigeria up there.
Okay.
Yes. If they're going by GDP, they probably say...
But GDP is part of it. And then social.
I know, but it's part of it. But they probably say... But no, who knows? I would say because, again, black people is really happy. But the top 10, definitely Seychelles, Madagascar, South Africa, Kenya, probably Ethiopia as well. And then I would say Egypt.
Why Ethiopia?
Because they was up there with the G and some of the polls in the top 10.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah. Ethiopia? Yeah.
Okay.
And then Egypt is one. So these are some countries that I'm just going off from previous things.
Yeah, because I think it really matters from the previous videos of top best this, you know, so yeah. All right, so let's have a look. Everything was ranked out of 10. Mm-hmm. So there's a score next to every country, like out of 10.
Yes.
Okay. So the number 10 in Africa, happiest in Africa, of course, we said it was released by the World Happiness Report and by United Nations. So number 10 is Senegal.
Senegal. Okay, I can see that. Senegal, yeah.
They scored 4.9 out of 10, and they are actually ranking number 99 in the world.
Mm. Okay.
Senegal.
99.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah. They're number 10 in Africa.
Okay. All these countries should be like 10, I'm telling you, way up there, way up there. I would put all these countries above all the European countries.
Because you're biased.
No, I'm not biased. I know black people, we know how to, we just happy people. Black people just happy people.
Okay, as we move on. Number nine is Guinea. Yep. Okay. And they have, their ranking is 5.0. Okay. 2-3, and they're 97 in the world.
Okay, that's the first. That's the first. They're the first Guinea, one. The yeah. first time I never heard Guinea.
Yeah.
This is the first time yeah. hearing Guinea. So, the, okay, yeah. I wasn't expecting that, Guinea. Yeah. Okay.
Number eight. Ivory Coast.
Another first. I never, mm-hmm. they popping up too. Okay, yeah. Ivory Coast.
5.08.
Okay, Ivory Coast, another
96
one.
96 in the world.
Mm.
Okay. Also, this was published by Business Insider Africa. So
okay.
So that you know. All right. Number seven.
Okay.
Gabon.
Another first. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
With a ranking of 5.106. And a world ranking of 95. These are really new countries.
Yeah, new. I never heard these countries.
Number six is Mozambique.
Mozambique. Yep. Okay.
With the ranking of 5.216. But the sad part is that they're all in the fives.
Yeah.
Like only the top 10 is 4 point something, but this is just 5.55. And they like, the difference is like a decimal or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, Mozambique is 5.216 and they're 90 in the world.
Mm.
Number five is Congo.
Congo. Okay. Wow. Okay. Man, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
5.221. Mm. And the world scoring is 89.
So okay.
This is actually a joke. You know, it's like the world ranking is not even, none of these are in the top 50.
Mm-hmm. None of these are in the top 50. Okay.
In the world.
In the world. Okay.
So they mean African people are unhappy people.
Yes.
Basically.
Because what they're saying is they think because we poor, we unhappy. Mm, that's why. Social justice. They think because we poor. But again, it goes back to slavery, apartheid, whatever we go to, we just happy people. We know how to, we're not.
So where are we now?
That don't mean, that because we poor, that don't mean we unhappy.
Right.
We're not with it.
So number four is Algeria. 5.364.
Okay.
With a world ranking of 85.
Algeria. Okay. There's a country that popped up on previous episodes.
Number three. Who did you say number three was?
South Africa.
Number three. So well done.
Number three.
Which I do not believe because South Africans are happy people.
Mm-hmm.
With a 5.422
mm-hmm.
and a world ranking of 83.
Come on, yeah, they're happy. Happy! You know, somebody was saying, happy!
Number two is Mauritius.
Of course. And guess what? All the Mauritius, Seychelles is tourist destinations. Yeah. So, of course,
So, Mauritius is 5.816 scoring, and globally it ranks number 70.
Mm-hmm.
You will be surprised with number one, because it surprised me too.
Yeah, it's not Seychelles? What?
It's Libya.
Libya?
Who is Libya?
Okay.
Libya? Why?
Libya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did they come from all of a sudden?
Yeah. Where did they come from? With a scoring
of 5.866 and a world or global ranking of 66.
66. Yeah. I'm not surprised with the top one, but I think they all should be higher within the world.
Yeah.
All the islands, like you said, Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, mm-hmm. El Salvador, I guarantee they're probably way over top 100 because they feel like it's a poor country, because they got so much to rest, because they're just not happy people. And I think that's a lie. I think They know how to live in their environment.
Right.
They know how to still.
They can make the best
make the best of their situation. Mm-hmm. Even though they might be in a bad situation, but they're still going to live life. Mm-hmm. They're still going to enjoy life. They're still going to be happy. Why? Because colored people know how to have a good time.
I'm still really surprised with Libya because we don't even know about Libya in all the other rankings.
Yes.
But
yes.
I guess, like you're saying, regardless, they still make it, they still try to make the best out of their situation. Yeah.
You could put us in a bush, in the jungle, and we're going to turn that jungle out. We could go in the countryside and live and move us out. But guess what? That environment, it will not be a countryside no more. We're going to turn it off. This is what we do. We're not going to do. So this is why. We the starters, we the starter fires, we the culture, we everything. So we go somewhere, we turn it up, and then everyone want to follow. This is what we do.
And I must mention that this report was actually released in March 20th. So it's a pretty recent report. You tell us what you think.
Yeah, please tell us what you think. We think it's not true. I definitely think it's not true because I believe colored people, black people, is one of the happiest people in the world because regardless of what situation, we, even though we could be in a bad situation, a poor situation, but we're still going to, we're going to turn it up. Mm.
Just like we did with the world, looking at some of the unhappiest, let's just quickly touch on I'll just quickly go through the list of the unhappiest. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, top 10 unhappiest.
You want to say that for next week?
Oh, you want me to say it for next week?
Yeah, let's say that for next week.
Okay. Oh. It makes you to stay tuned to see who's the unhappiest countries in Africa. And maybe, and possibly we're going to touch in the world as well.
Yeah.
And see, are they lying or are they not? Because this methodology that they're using, social support, GDP, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, generosity. And what does even generosity mean? Perception of corruption. Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Perception of corruption. But yeah, Africa does top the list for corruption, but it doesn't mean that Europe doesn't.
Yes. And that don't mean they're not happy because they got corruption.
Right. Because first of all, they live in a very cold place. So to me, that's like, excuse me, you are not happy. We have it summer all year round. But anyways, that's...
Yeah. Now, I'm going to like to know, where's Asia at in the world? Is it in the top 10?
No, because the top 10 in the world is actually Europe, all European countries.
All European
countries. Except for one Middle Eastern, which was Israel. I don't know how.
I can see it though.
I cannot.
I can see it. I can see all Pakistan. It doesn't matter where you're from. I believe all these countries, yo, we know how to enjoy life regardless of where we are.
Right.
We definitely know how to enjoy, regardless of the situation. We can be in war. We can be in poverty. We know how to still turn it up and enjoy life. We're still going to dance and enjoy our life in the middle of chaos. We can be in the middle of chaos and still, we still turn up. We still turn up regardless. You know why? Because we adapt to our environment and still enjoy life.
And we've had it hard all our lives. So turning lemons into lemonades
is easy.
It's not easy, but you know we do it.
Yeah, we know how to do it
because we've suffered for so long.
Yeah, and like go back to slavery. Like I said, when they was in slavery, right? Yo, at nighttime, they have the Jew joint, they're dancing, they're singing, they going to church. And, you know, even like, you know, when we are the inventors, you know, when we create nothing to something, we not, you know, we make things easier, we make things better. So, yeah, the only thing we don't have is the resources and the money, but we are the inventors, we are the culture, we are the startifying, we are everything. We know how to... Yo, regardless of where we are, we can turn it up.
So black people, keep being strong.
Yeah, keep being strong.
It's okay. You know, we didn't choose this color. This color chose us. So we're going to make the best out of it regardless.
Yes, yes.
All right. On that note, remind you to keep liking this video.
Subscribing, yeah, yes.
Subscribe, share, and tell us what you'd like to hear from us going forward. Which top 10, because I think this top 10 is going great, knowing mm-hmm. what's happening in the world, especially since the year's beginning. You know, we mm-hmm. want to know the top 10 of this and this and that. So next week, stay tuned for the top 10 unhappiest countries in Africa and also the world.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting.
Who's unhappy?
Who is unhappy?
We already know that our United States is number 23.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And South Africa is number 80.
I guarantee. Early prediction. I mm-hmm. guarantee they have Nigeria as one of the unhappiest countries in the world. And I think that's a lot.
I think so. I think they do. Because yeah. they look at in Nigeria as like people who are fraudsters and scammers.
Yeah.
But they don't see that people still make the best out of the
Come
situation.
Come on. Look at the wedding, yo. Look yeah. at the weddings, yo.
Well, Nigerians are so off.
Yo, look at the weddings. Yo, even with, yo, you can tell we happy. We, your funerals is lit.
Look at Ghana's funeral.
Yeah, the funerals is lit. So I'm telling you, you what? We're not happy people.
They're crazy.
You go to a European funeral or a European wedding, and you go to a black person wedding or funeral, which one's more lit?
Well, funerals are not supposed to be.
But I'm saying, though, we know how to, we make church. Difference. Come on, you go to a European church and you go to a black church, mm-hmm. totally different, night and day. We sing, we preach, we dance, we enjoy. What? Come on.
We jump on chairs.
We jump on chairs, we do the whole thing. What? We know, I'll tell you. Yeah, so.
So on that note, we want to thank you for tuning in. And one thing. Okay, are we going to do the unhappiest?
Yes, next week.
And we want to say hasta la vista, baby.
Yes, like we always sign off with deuces. Peace. Bye-bye.